Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. Next week, we'll be doing our Tech and Treats Tuesday. Just stop by the MCTV studio at 5 on Tuesday the 27th for cookies and a training class. This month, we'll go over how to shoot an interview. We'll talk about setting up a camera and lights, as well as framing your shot and getting your interviewee to give you usable answers. Then on Sunday the 25th, Santa will be at the Voyage Restaurant in Hummerock. Santa will roll in at 10 a.m. on the fire truck, and kids will be able to give Santa their wish list and get to see and touch the fire truck. From Saturday, December 8th through the 16th, the Daniel Webster House will be decorated in holiday decorations and open to the public for viewing. Go to danielwebsterestate.com for more information. If you or someone you know is in need of a walker or cane, you can pick one up while you make a donation to Marshfield Community Christmas at Marshfield Physical Therapy. Just stop by during regular business hours. First come, first serve. The North-South River Watershed Association will be hosting a tour of the Wrexham Dunes to discuss how the 1898 storm, the Portland Gale, changed the geographic layout of the area. The NSRWA nature columnists Kezia Bacon will lead the tour. This event will be on Saturday the 24th at 11 a.m. Contact the NSRWA for more information. They've also been making a great monthly podcast with us that you can check out on our Podbeam page. Just go to marshfieldtv.org and scroll to the bottom to see our podcasts. The Audubon is hosting a weekly Friday morning bird walk at the North River Wildlife Sanctuary with naturalist David Ludlow. The walk starts at 8:15 a.m. and goes until 11:45. Birders of all levels are invited to join. We posted a handful of new videos to our website since the last update. As for member content, you can see new episodes of Rita's Delicious Dishes, Chris's Weather Report, Control Room, The Open Chair, and Jesus and Us. There's also a new South Coastal Hockey League Game of the Week and a new TIC radio play-up. For in-house productions, we posted our coverage of the Veterans Day Parade and the new Marshfield Community News. For government meetings, we posted the school committee meeting and the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, both from the 13th. Now over to the library. On Wednesday, the library will be closing at 4 p.m. At 11 a.m. is family story time. This half-hour story time gives parents, caregivers, and children ages 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities, followed by a playtime. It also reinforces important early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. The library will be closed on Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. On Monday the 26th at 9:30 a.m. is Song Time for Littles. This is a half-hour song session geared towards kids up to age 2 and their caregivers. Then at 10:30 is Tales for Tots, a story time geared towards kids aged 2 to 5. There will be songs, playtime, story time, and toy time. No registration required, just show up ready to have fun. On Tuesday the 27th at 9:30 a.m. is the Baby Song and Play. Babies up to age 2 are invited to come play together and sing songs. After that, at 11, is Family Story Time. This half-hour program gives parents, caregivers, and children aged 4 to 6 the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities, followed by a playtime. It also reinforces important early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. No registration is required for this program. Then at 4:30, all teens between 7th and 12th grade who are interested in bujo or bullet journals, scrapbooking, or collages are encouraged to attend a crafting session to make a new monthly spread, scrapbook page, or collage, and share their art and progress with their peers. We'll provide crafting supplies, themed examples, and tutorials in the children's program room for any teen who needs inspiration. Hot chocolate and tea will be provided, and registration is required. Now over to Town Hall. On Monday the 26th, the Martinson Elementary School Council meeting will be at 3:30. On Tuesday, the Council on Aging Senior Center Outreach Committee will be meeting at 1. And on Wednesday, the South River Council meeting is at 3:30. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. Just call 781-837-4384 to schedule an appointment. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now for a fact about Marshfield. None of the pilgrims on the Mayflower had any military training aside from Miles Standish, an English military officer hired to lead and protect the pilgrims. Standish was instrumental in the creation of the Plymouth colony. Though skilled and courageous, Standish took an aggressive approach to the mostly peaceful Native Americans in the area, leading to hostility and conflict between the two groups. On one occasion, Standish was insulted for his short stature by the Massachusetts warrior Pecksut, who said, "You're a great captain, yet you're a little man." The next day, Standish arranged to have a meeting with Pecksut, where he proceeded to kill the warrior with his own knife, had two of his fellow warriors put to death, and brought his head back as a trophy. These actions led to mass panic among Native people and the abandonment of the Wessagusset settlement, which was supposed to be protected by Standish. Today, you can see his statue atop a 116-foot pillar in the Miles Standish Monument State Reservation in Duxbury. Thanks for listening and have a great week.